Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Joining us is one of the best legal analysts that we've ever seen on TV, Greg Jarrett of Fox News Channel. And there was just more than that. There were Sessions not finding enough for a special counsel, but Sessions going round and round and the number of don't recalls and all that. Admittedly, it's a hostile audience, but this was not good with Jeff Sessions. Let's see what Greg Jarrett thinks. Hey, Greg, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Don, my pleasure.
Well, first, the special counsel and Sessions. It seems to me we're getting with Sessions a lot of baggage, either perceptually or otherwise, for all the Russian stuff and everything else that's going on. And yet, he can't pull the trigger on doing anything helpful around Mrs. Clinton.
Well, I agree. And look, for months I've been arguing in my columns that he should resign, that he's incompetent. He has lost the trust and the faith and confidence of the President of the United States, who's made it abundantly clear he doesn't like the job that Sessions is doing. And yesterday was a perfect example, as he fumbled, stumbled, and mumbled for several hours in response to fairly easy questions. He demonstrated a conspicuous lack of knowledge about the law and, frankly, what's going on at his own Department of Justice. And, you know, it was probably the president's biggest mistake in appointing Jeff Sessions to be the attorney general.
Yet President Trump, despite the apprentice and all that, isn't in the mode to fire people, apparently. And I guess this one would cause, you know, some ruffles, and there's an opportunity to go back to Alabama. Do you have any sense of why Sessions doesn't get all this and still thinks he'll tough it out?
You know, I don't. It's rather confounding that, you know, Jeff Sessions hasn't gotten the message, or if he has, he's ignoring it. And frankly, I think he's been manipulated wittingly and unwittingly by Rod Rosenstein, who's the deputy attorney general, notoriously aligned with liberal Democrats, the protege of Barbara Mikulski, who was once the most liberal member of the U.S. Senate. It was absurd to appoint him as deputy attorney general, but consistent with all the mistakes that Jeff Sessions has made. You know, in yesterday's column, I wrote that Sessions really has to appoint a special counsel. He recused himself from everything associated with Hillary Clinton. He did so three times in his confirmation hearing. He is not in a position to make a decision on special counsel. He needs to resign, allow somebody else who's competent to make that decision.
Yeah, and Greg, I thought the same thing when this came up. So then yesterday, he pretty much said, well, we've done a review, and that's why we can't do it. There's no factual reason to go forward in doing it. I thought he was signaling he was looking at doing this in some way, but you're right, he's recused himself. On the uranium thing, though, could he appoint a special counsel on that?
Yes, well, in his recusal during the confirmation hearing, he specifically said he'd recuse himself from anything related to the foundation of the Clintons, as well as emails. So that would include Uranium One, which is exactly why somebody else should make the decision on a special counsel. I don't think the Department of Justice can investigate because they would be accused of political bias, which is why you put it in the hands of a special counsel. And there's plenty of compelling evidence that Hillary Clinton appears to have used her office to confer a benefit on a foreign government in exchange for money. And that's pay to play. It could be, you know, bribery, mail fraud, bank fraud, wire fraud, even racketeering.
Well, look, I agree. And also, doesn't it set an equity up then? Okay, Mueller is allowed then to go wildly afield, spend unlimited and all that. If you have a special counsel on the other side looking at these matters and people start to complain about it, then in front of the public, we have these two things right in front of us, and people can say either consistently we ought to do both of them or we shouldn't do either one of them.
You know, the whole thing is Alice through the looking glass.
Right.
It's kind of upside down and backwards. There, you know, is no evidence of Trump-Russian collusion and hasn't been. Even major Democrats admit that. It hasn't happened in any of the congressional investigations. The FBI investigating for a year and a half has come up with nothing. But there is substantial evidence that Hillary Clinton was colluding with Russians, and not just Uranium One, but in the payment of millions of dollars for a dossier, and those payments went to foreign nationals, including Russians.
Mm-hmm.
That, under the Federal Election Campaign Act, is a crime. You are not allowed to pay money to foreign nationals or receive money in a political campaign. And it appears she didn't properly report it, which means she violated another statute on the filing of misleading and inaccurate campaign finance data. So, I mean, that alone, those two cases suggest that there should be a special counsel to investigate.
Absolutely. Hey, Greg, while we have you here, anything that you're writing about or that you've said about Roy Moore in a legal sense here, you know, I don't see too many legalisms other than how might they get him out of there are some legal questions. The rest of it is not a legal question with statute of limitations and everything, right?
Yeah, all the statute of limitations ran 35 years ago on these cases. But that doesn't mean that there's any statute of limitations or presumption of innocence in the court of public opinion. Voters are allowed to make their decisions for a reason or no reason at all, and just pick who they want. Look, I have said on Hannity last week that Roy Moore should step aside. I do believe the accusers, and here's why. When Hannity did his radio interview of Moore, Moore, not once, not twice, but three times, contradicted himself on a key issue. And I recited it and pointed it out. As a lawyer, when somebody contradicts themselves, that tells me they're lying. And look, I have long opposed Roy Moore. I did so before the primary on the air. I said, this guy is toxic. He's trouble. He thinks he's above the law. He was twice kicked off the Alabama Supreme Court because he defied federal court orders on constitutional matters, including a United States Supreme Court decision. This guy thinks he's smarter and better and higher than the nine justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. He is not fit to sit in the U.S. Senate.
All right, where do we find all things Greg Jarrett, particularly the most recent column on Sessions, Greg?
Well, you can go to foxnews.com, click on the opinion section. I write a lot of opinion columns, and you'll find it there.
Hey, Greg, thank you. Thanks for the time again today.
Don, my pleasure.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.